In the lower level of the old Grand Marais Playhouse building, a hand crank turns a metal drum, and another woodblock print comes off the press.
You know, I tried to stop once, and I couldn't. I thought it was too much. It was too dominating somehow. It was too much in my life. It was too, you know, couldn't I just be content to raise my kids and work in the garden? And I guess not.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who or what may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Betsy Bowen has been creating woodblocks for over four decades. She's lived on the same property for just as long and draws her inspiration from her natural surroundings as well as the people she works and often creates with. She admits to being in the thrall of color and making something new.
What I think of as the most refined art form for me is two-dimensional visual work on paper, often woodcuts, but also drawings and sketchy paintings, and I love that stuff. All the color and the making something that wasn't there before. It's a terrific thing. It's kind of a compulsion, I think, too, but it's what a lovely, fun deal to be able to do. My first memory of anything involves a crayon box, and I was probably two or three, and I remember sitting in the living room, kind of darkened living room with a fire going in the fireplace, cozy scene, little me and my mom and my dad, and I had the special treasure at the time, which was the flat bottom of the box of crayons, the kind that the big fat crayons come in, and all over the bottom of the box were little flecks of color. Every time the crayon went in and out of the box, it bumped and left this little speck of color. So all those colors, all those specks of color, that was my treasure. And I tucked it under the couch in a little safe, dark place down on my level of the world. So as my mom was kind of moving about, she scooped that cardboard up and tossed it in the fire. Oh my gosh, what a moving memory that was for me. And I remember trying to get it back. I wanted to get it out of the fire, and it was upsetting. And I suppose my mom was just kind of tidying up. I don't think she was being mean or understood that that meant something to me. That magic that happens when you pull a crayon across a piece of paper and a line comes out of it. That's a magic thing, and I still love that.
Today, Betsy cuts sharp blades into blocks of wood instead of drawing crayons across paper. She calls it choreographing.
There's something different about using that knife against the wood. There's just more strength involved in a physical way, but it seems to me that it's kind of an inner energy that you have to just commit to it. I mean, to just cut. I mean, it's a vigor. There's a vigor to it that's a little different from the brushwork. It is more physical, I think. You know, even though it's you know, kind of hand and wrist work, but still I have a sense that the core of my body, not just the cerebral part, but the whole core is choreographing all those cuts. There's just a different energy, and the wood chips actually, you know, come away. It's so interesting. And then there's the part about how you don't really see what you have until you print it. I mean, you see what you have, but it's not what's going to print. It's different. And that is, there's that surprise. There's something reveals itself that's never dull. To just see that first rolling of the ink on there shows up this piece of wood in a completely different way, and then the transferring that to the paper shows it up in a different way, and it's an interesting process. It sort of talks back in a way that sounds a little spooky. Carving the surface of a plank wood, and then rolling some ink on it and printing that on paper. Those are the three steps that are fairly straightforward and simple. From there, once that print is on paper, then the more elements can be added, which I've often done, made a black and white print kind of like a coloring book.
Betsy grew up in Chicago. She moved to Cook County in the 1960s. She likes the familiar things, and she especially likes to know the wood she works with.
You know, wood is so much a part of this environment. Part of my decades were close to the lumber mill. You know, that was the family livelihood came from the lumber mill. So I have an understanding of where the wood block comes from, where the tree was, and how it got to the truck, to the lumber mill, to me. And then that turns into a picture of a tree, maybe. I really like knowing where the things come from that are part of my life. Part of it is the maybe more mystical part about the natural world and how did it even come about? You know, how is it that the natural world exists and survives and supports humankind? It's a kind, it's a marvelous thing to me. And part of it is then how do we interact with it? And then having a sense of the, you know, families that are supported by the workers at the lumber mill that, you know, day after day have to go through the, you know, their machinery and their breakdowns and their, you know, it's just, it's this whole social fabric really that's involved in that little chunk of wood. And I enjoy more thinking about that as a local wood than ordering plywood from Japan where I really don't know. I'd rather get it from somebody I know.
When Betsy is not creating alone, she collaborates with other people making art together.
Well, I naively see everybody as creative. It's not a stretch for me. That's how people are, I think. So my favorite way that I've been involved with is these big solstice puppet shows with dozens of people involved. And that's fascinating because something occurs that in no way could occur with only one person. This work of art, which is a like a play, a pageant, a story, music and dance and antics, and all of that occurs in a particular way because of each person. People get together and that synergy of one person with another, it just turns into something. It's fascinating. And then that goes beyond that to the audience. You know, these little sparks of ideas that start with just a few people turn into something that involves 1,000 people. It's amazing. It's remarkable.
For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and funded in part by the Community Leaders Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.